Could you please talk about the process of cutting the chain of dependent origination? With a more mature practice, can one cut the chain earlier among the different links? How does this take place experientially? It doesn't really matter, because the chain of dependent origination is actually not a linear chain. It's a circle, it's a cycle. And at any point where it is, where there's relinquishment, letting go, seeing clearly, then the whole thing collapses. It's like a house of cards, to where you just pull one card out and the whole thing tumbles down. So it's like, in terms of practice, then it's starting to look at different points that actually make sense to one, that where one can get a feel for, oh yeah, that there's that link between feeling and desire. Now that's really tangible, where there's a pleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling, neutral feeling, and there's some kind of desire that arises out of that. Experientially, one can feel, all right, that's kind of tangible, and I can work with that. And being able to see that more clearly and then pull away from that habitual pattern of getting hooked into the desire. And it could be any of the links. It really doesn't matter. But it's what is important is recognizing there is this causal process. And then as soon as one sees that more clearly, then any of those causal links can be a place where one can pull the pin on it. Or it's like the image that Ajahn Chah used one time. He said it's sort of like having a balloon. And, you know, there's this balloon is all full and, you know, you think it's big. But as soon as you just put a little pinprick in it, it's empty. Yeah. So that's what it's like.